From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Indonesia has won its third medal at the 2020 Tokyo Olympics with David Jacobs bagging bronze in the men's 10th class individual para table tennis final. He secured the bronze after losing to his French opponent Matteo Bohéas in the semifinal at the Tokyo Metropolitan Gymnasium on Saturday with a score 2-3. The bronze medal was directly contested in the semifinals. However, Jacob still has the opportunity to bag another medals as he and Comet Akbar will compete in the men's team para table tennis class 9-10. Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment Luhut Binsar Panjaitan appreciated Biak Numfor Regency Papua through the Integrated Marine and Fisheries Center or SKPT for successfully carrying out the first export of fishery products to Singapore. In a statement, Luhut appreciated the success of Biak Numfor Regency in responding to the challenge of the first export of fishery products. Meanwhile, the Director General of Strengthening the Competitiveness of Marine and Fishery Products, Artati Widiarti, said that this activity was a real step that the Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries had helped oversee the economy of eastern Indonesia, especially Papua. Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno encourages tourism and creative economy actors to take advantage of digital platforms to seize opportunities that exist during the COVID-19 pandemic. Based on the We Are Social survey in April 2021, it was stated that around 88.1% of internal users in Indonesia use electronic commerce or e-commerce services to shop for products. He stated that this is the highest percentage in the world, so that products development and human resources in the tourism sector can be utilized through digitization. Let's move on to the international news. Travelers entering Malaysia through the Johor International Gateway must submit an application to undergo mandatory quarantine at their home or another residence at least 7 days prior to their arrival. Travelers would also need to undergo a COVID-19 polymerase chain reaction or PCR test no later than 3 days before departure. This was said by Health Director General Nur Hisham Abdullah on Saturday. The risk assessment for travelers is made based on the application for compulsory quarantine at home, and the premises can be used as a quarantine place if it meets the prescribed conditions. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and German Chancellor Angela Merkel discussed the situation in Afghanistan on Saturday and agreed on the need for international aid and a common approach by the G7 to the future government of Afghanistan. The Prime Minister stressed that any recognition and engagement with the Taliban must be conditional on them allowing safe passage for those who want to leave the country and respecting human rights. Merkel also spoke to Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte. Her office said Merkel, Johnson, and Rutte all agreed that organized the departure of nationals, local support staffs, and Afghans in need of protection was still a top priority. The Taliban said on Saturday they were preparing a new cabinet as the U.S. evacuation nears its end, and they expected that sharp currency falls and economic turmoil following their takeover of Kabul 2 weeks ago would subside. Zabihullah Mujahid, the movement's main spokesperson, made the comment to Reuters at the U.S. military winds down its mission to evacuate U.S. citizens and vulnerable Afghans and withdraw troops from Kabul airport ahead of the August 31st deadline set by President Joe Biden. But he appealed to the United States and other Western nations to maintain diplomatic relations after their withdrawal, which he expected will be completed very soon. Britain's government said on Saturday it had told England Health Service to get ready for a mass COVID-19 vaccination program for children aged between 12 and 15 starting in September, if vaccination experts give the green light. A first vaccine dose has already been offered to all 16 and 17 years old in England, as well as to 12 to 15 years old with specific underlying health conditions and those who live with someone who is immunosuppressed. Most children develop only mild or no symptoms from COVID-19, but they are able to spread the virus. That was the news. Various countries around the world is believed to eventually coexist with coronavirus disease 2019 or COVID-19. However, before this condition is achieved, they must be prepared for a transition period to live side by side with COVID-19, and the development of case handling continues to be under control. Spokesperson for the Indonesian COVID-19 Handling Task Force, Professor Wiku Adhisasmito, said this in a virtual press statement on Thursday, August 26. He admitted this preparation is not an easy job. However, it is not impossible as long as all elements of society are willing to work together and foster a sense of responsibility by committing to implementing health protocols in every aspect of life, including at home, on a trip, or in activities outside the home. Professor Wiku Adhisasmito emphasized that people need to know that this system is a capital to stay healthy and productive even though people live side by side with COVID-19. In an effort to continue to keep COVID-19 cases under control, every institution and manager of public facilities needs to supervise and be responsible for the implementation of health protocols in their respective places. He reminded, as long as the virus is still evolving, then the society must also evolve. In this case, it means continuing to take precautions such as wearing masks and maintaining distance. Meanwhile, at the same time, the government is doing its best to vaccinate as many people as possible and as quickly as possible. Professor Wiku Adhisasmito also reminded that as long as COVID-19 continues to circulate and mutate globally, Indonesia may still experience periodic spikes in infection, but he stressed that if this virus behaves like other similar viruses, the spike will taper off over time, as a large part of the population will have acquired immunity either through vaccination or previous infection each time there was a new wave.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
I'll begin today in history with August 29, 1958, when the birth of Michael Jackson occurred. Michael Joseph Jackson was born in Gary, Indiana, United States on August 29, 1958. He later died in Los Angeles, California, USA on June 25, 2009, at the age of 50 years. Michael Jackson is an American singer and songwriter. He is known as the King of Pop and popularized the dance move Moonwalk, which has become his trademark. Thriller, released in 1982, became the world's best-selling album, with sales exceeding 104 million copies. Michael Jackson began his singing career at the age of 5 as a member of the Jackson Family vocal group, later renamed the Jackson 5, before releasing his first solo album, Got to Be There, in 1971. Let's move it on to August 29, 1981, when PT Inka began operation. PT Industri Kereta Api, or PT Inka, is a state-owned enterprise which was established on May 18, 1981, but its official birthday is on August 29. PT Inka Persero is the development of the Madiun Steam Locomotive Yasa Center, which is owned by PJKA. Now, PT Kereta Api Indonesia, using the building which was built by Statspoorwagen in 1882. Since the steam locomotive was no longer in operation, the Balai Yasa was converted into railway factory. The determination of the location and establishment of this train factory is based on the result of a study from the Indonesian Research and Technology Development Agency. I'll end today in history with August 29, 2010, when the International Day Against Nuclear Weapon Testing is commemorated for the first time. On December 2, 2009, the United Nations declared August 29 as the International Day Against Nuclear Test. This aimed to increase awareness and knowledge about the impact of nuclear weapons test explosion or other nuclear explosion, and as a first step to stop nuclear weapon testing in order to realize the goal of a nuclear weapons-free world in the future. In 1996, the international community also gave birth to the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty, or abbreviated as CTBT, which aims to prohibit the testing of nuclear weapons by anyone, anywhere, whether on the Earth's surface, in the atmosphere, underground, or underwater.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
From Indonesia.
listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to greet Mr. Caleb Abbas in Pakistan, who sent a greeting video of 76th Indonesian Independence Day anniversary. Hello sir, how are you today? Thank you for your video. We have put your video on our Facebook. As appreciation, we will play a beautiful song for you. Here is the song.
Oh, 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 yeah, yeah,
oh, oh,
yeah. Ku langkahkan kakiku, tak berharap temukan cintamu. Kamu, kamu, ya kamu.
Semuanya berbeda waktu pertama ku melihatmu. Kamu, kamu, ya kamu. Aku tiba-tiba sayang, aku tiba-tiba cinta. Waktu pertama melihat, melihat senyum manismu.
Menggoda hati yang kaku, akan kehadiran cinta. Ini kan namanya cinta pada pandangan pertamaku. Oh, eh, eh.
Kakiku ini berhenti tepat di hadapanmu.
Kamu, kamu, ya kamu. Ku tak ragu, ku tak bimbang
untuk menjadikan kamu ratu, ratu di hatiku.
Aku tiba-tiba sayang, aku tiba-tiba cinta. Waktu pertama melihat, melihat senyum manis.
To the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Central Board of the Indonesian Badminton Association celebrated their victory at the 2020 Tokyo Olympics by holding free COVID-19 vaccination for residents living around the Cipayung National Badminton Training Center, East Jakarta. The event is called Vaksinasi Merdeka or Independent Vaccination, which is also in line with the Indonesian Independence Day celebration on August 17. For the success of the badminton team in winning gold and bronze medals in Tokyo, the Indonesian Badminton Association, in collaboration with Metro Jaya Police, provided around 1,000 vaccine for the first dose and also food packages. General Chairperson of the Central Board of the Indonesian Badminton Association, Agung Firman Sampurna, in his official statement on Monday said that he wanted to encourage sports organizations to help make people healthy. One of them is moving together to get out of the pandemic through vaccination. the vaccination and distribution of basic necessities was held in Cipayung East, Jakarta on August 23rd to 27. Agung Firman Sampurna hopes that similar humanitarian action will also be carried out by more than 2,000 badminton clubs or communities. The hope is that if it is carried out on a larger scale, it can accelerate the community to be healthy and overcome the COVID-19 pandemic. On the same occasion, mixed doubles badminton player Melati Daiva Oktavianti welcomed the event, which was initiated by the Indonesian Badminton Association. She hopes that the public will participate in the vaccination so that the country's fights against COVID-19 will quickly end in victory. Daiva expected people to be enthusiastic about vaccination. Hopefully, Indonesia will be free of this pandemic soon. Today, residents of the Cipayung Badminton Training Center have implemented strict health protocols and almost 100% of the people have been vaccinated.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply an email from our listener, Muhammad Akil Bashir in Pakistan. He was listening to our broadcast on English program on August 22nd, 2021. Hello, Mr. Muhammad Akil Bashir. Thank you for your reception report. We really appreciate it. As our appreciation, here is another beautiful song. Enjoy the song and have a great day.
Office Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Sumba has a number of tourism objects with great potential. One that is unique from its name and scenery is Bukit Persaudaraan or Brotherhood Hill in Mauhau. The location is not far from downtown Waingapu, East Sumba, East Nusa Tenggara. This Brotherhood Hill is often a must-visit destination for tourists who want to explore the natural beauty of East Sumba. While the name Brotherhood Hill indicates that in the Waingapu area, there is a close sense of brotherhood among the people. The location of the Brotherhood Hill is approximately 3 kilometers from Umbu Mehang Kunda Waingapu Airport, formerly Mauhau, and can be reached in about 15 to 20 minutes. Access to the Brotherhood Hill is also easy. You can rent a car or motorbike from the city of Waingapu, then park their vehicles in the field or on the side of the road, then walk around the hills to get a beautiful view. To enjoy the beauty of Brotherhood Hill, there will be no charge. Arriving at the main spot of the Mauhau Brotherhood Hill, you will be presented with the wonderful view of the hill and rice fields that stretches widely and beautifully. From the top of the hill, you can also see a panoramic views of the city of Waingapu and its surroundings, accompanied by the fabulous Kambaniru River seen from a height. The expanse of green and beautiful meadows that color the nature of East Sumba indicates this area as a potential livestock area. However, because there are no supporting facilities around this hill, you should bring your own provisions while enjoying the beautiful scenery on a Brotherhood Hill and the breeze from the top of the hill. The right time to visit this hill is in the morning, when the sun is still not too hot, and in the afternoon while waiting for the sun to set. At sunset, you can enjoy the amazing view from the top of this hill, with a reddish-yellow glow in the western horizon that is extraordinarily charming. If you haven't set an agenda for the holidays, maybe you can plan to visit East Sumba, especially in this Brotherhood Hill. The beauty and distinctive panorama displayed will definitely make your vacation memorable.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Before we end our segment Listener's Mailbag, I want to greet our listeners throughout the world. Hello guys, how are you? Voice of Indonesia is holding some events. Have you participated in these events? The method is very easy. Visit our website to find out what events we are holding. Come join us at the events. We are waiting for your participation as soon as possible because there are attractive prizes waiting for you. Well, listener, whatever you are, here is another beautiful song. Enjoy!
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From Indonesia to the world.
ada antara diriku dengan cinta. Dan jadi teman baikku, kemudikan bahagia. Ataupun tempat berlindung bersama air mata.
Here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
The World Travel Awards have again included Indonesia in the nomination for the best tourist attractions in Asia. In selecting the winner, the World Travel Awards opened voting that can be done by anyone who has registered. The event, which has been started since 1993, has included many tourist attractions and Indonesian flights into the Asian category. From Tempo.co, the Indonesian tourist attractions are Taman Impian Jaya Ancol, nominated for Asia's Leading Theme Park Resorts 2021, Borobudur Temple for Asia's Leading Tourist Attraction, Waterboom Bali for Asia's Leading Water Park, Komodo National Park for Asia's Leading National Park, and the last is Bali, which was nominated for Asia's Leading Wedding Destination 2021. Meanwhile, Garuda Indonesia was nominated for Asia's Leading Cabin Crew 2021 and the Indonesian Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy for Asia's Leading Tourist Board 2021. In addition, Indonesia was also nominated for Asia's Leading Sustainable Tourism Destination, Asia's Leading Beach Destination, and Asia's Leading Dive Destination 2021. Voting is done by visiting the worldtravelawards.com website and registering. After that, you can choose Asia and vote for their favorite tourist attractions in the 2021 World Travel Award.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chaku yo shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Thank you.
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener, Voice of Indonesia. Today, I present you a song by Tulus. September 2021 will be the 10th year of Tulus' musical journey. For this reason, on August 13, 2021, he released a song called Ingkar as a marking point for Tulus to proceed to his next album. This piece is the result of the collaboration between Tulus, who wrote the lyric, with Ari Renaldi as the musical arranger and Erwin Gutawa as the orchestral arrangement. This work was also released along with a video of Tulus singing the song Ingkar live in front of an art installation. Well, listener, here is the song Ingkar by Tulus. Happy listening!
Seia menyudahi sekata pisah, tak sama lagi bersama dihadapi. Engkau pun seperti tak enggan mengakhiri ku dengan bunga baru. Jiwa sepimu diobatinya, terus mencari celah, berdua bicara, topik mengada-ngada. Ingkarkah kita? Aku coba dengan yang baru, kukira hilang bayangmu. Namun tiap dengan yang baru, rasanya seperti berbohong dan curangimu. Ku dengan bunga baru, jiwa sepimu diobatinya, terus mencari celah, mengarang temu, tuju mengada-ngada. Aku coba dengan yang baru, kukira hilang bayangmu. Namun tiap dengan yang baru, rasanya seperti berbohong dan curangimu. Detik-detik terus menitik garis rindu menuju kamu. Jam demi jam terus menggeram rona rindumu pun kepadaku. Mungkin kita butuhkan waktu, atau berdua mengikari hati. Detik-detik terus menitik kisah kita, tidak bertitik. Aku coba dengan yang baru, kukira hilang bayangmu. Namun tiap dengan yang baru, rasanya seperti ku berbohong dan curangimu. Oh, coba dengan yang baru,
segera hilang bayangmu. Namun tiap yang baru rasanya seperti berbohong dan curangimu. Ku curangimu. Curangimu.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 di Bakoikum fil manazil.
Zusammen gegen Corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
Melekat di kulitku, di hatiku.
Apa yang kini harus ku lakukan? Wajahnya selalu ada di pikiran. Oh, tiba-tiba aku suka. Selalu terbayang-bayang caranya bicara. Oh, 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 aku suka. Dia punya semua pesona. Dia punya semua yang ku damba. Sosok yang cantik, anggun menarik, gerak menawan. Tercemerlang hati yang tulus tak bisa aku lewatkan.
Sungguh
cinta dia,
sungguh
sayang dia,
dia
sangat menggoda,
dia
sempurna.
Sungguh
cinta dia,
sungguh
sayang dia,
dia
sangat menggoda,
dia
sempurna. Selalu terbayang-bayang caranya bicara. Oh, 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 aku suka. Dia punya semua pesona. Dia punya semua yang ku damba. Sosok yang cantik, anggun menarik, gerak menawan. Cemerlang hati yang tulus tak bisa aku lewatkan.
Sungguh
cinta dia,
sungguh
sayang dia,
dia
sangat menggoda,
dia
sempurna.
Sungguh
cinta dia,
sungguh
sayang dia,
dia
sangat menggoda,
dia
sempurna. Seolah dia menari di mataku,
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Bisa kembali, tapi waktu tak berhenti. Seharusnya kita berdiri, hadapi seadanya. Coba berpikir dan pahami.
Listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.